Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies reliever Tyler Hoffman. Hey, thanks for taking time for this interview.
All right, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Hello and welcome to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN Radio Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the San Francisco Giants and the Colorado Rockies, the rivalry renewed between California League North Division foes. Your Fresno Grizzlies come in with a record of 12-3. The San Jose Giants come in with a record of 5-11. And your Fresno Grizzlies are playing really good baseball. The Grizzlies on a 6-game winning streak. They have won 5 in a row against San Jose, including a sweep in San Jose to begin the season. They've taken the first 2 games of the series and both in shutout margin victories. Yesterday, a 5-0 win for Fresno. The Grizzlies, their longest winning streak now of the season at 6 games, their 5th consecutive win against San Jose, their 2nd straight shutout, and their 3rd in their last 5 games. The Grizzlies trusted right-handed pitcher Brian Perez a career-high 5 2/3 scoreless innings. He allowed 3 singles, 4 walks, striking out 6, and then it was Colin Baumgartner. 2 1/3 of hitless and scoreless baseball. He was perfect, striking out 4, both the innings and the strikeouts, career highs for the Kansas product. Faced 7 batters, 7 outs, including the first strikeout with the bases loaded to get out of the jam. After that, it was Bryson Hammer, the trio, finishing off the 3rd shutout for Fresno this season. On the offensive side, the Grizzlies scored their first 3 runs of the games with 2 outs. A triple from Andy Perez, an RBI triple from Jake Snyder, an RBI single from Felix Tena, and then later in the frame, it was an RBI double from Aiden Longwell. It was 3-0. The Grizzlies added on another 2 runs thanks to a wild pitch and a balk to make it 5-0. And Andy Perez, a 3-hit game, the most hits for him this season, extending his hit streak to 15 games. He's been outstanding for Fresno. Jake Snyder, another big game for him. He leads all of professional baseball in on-base percentage and OPS. That's right, Jake Snyder and Andy Perez leading the charge again as the Grizzlies, they look for their 3rd straight victory in this series as they give the ball to left-hander Austin Emener. Emener comes in with no record, a 3.52 ERA. And Emener looking to continue his strong play so far. Just 3 innings in his last outing, had a lot of pitches, but was still very efficient, had 4 strikeouts in the win against the Stockton Ports at Banner Island Ballpark last week. While San Jose, they give the ball to right-hander Cale Lansville, an 0-2 record, a 6.75 ERA. One of the Giants' young arms. He actually is from Colorado, went to high school that was about 30 minutes or so from Coors Field, so this will be a little bit weird for him as he makes the start against the Colorado Rockies affiliate, your Fresno Grizzlies. So good pitching matchup between Lansville and Emener as we get set for Thursday night baseball. Should be a lot of fun at Tioga Thursday. Rowdy crowd expected on hand here at Chuck Chansey Park, and we're glad you could join us. Well, prior to tonight's game, I sat down with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Tyler Hoffman, who's back in a Fresno uniform for the 2nd straight season. The Tulane product talked a little bit about his upbringing, which included a no-hitter that he had back in high school. He also talked a little bit about his time at Tulane, and we also talked about what he expects to happen here in 2024. It's been good so far for Tyler Hoffman. We come back right after the break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB.com, and 1430 ESPN Radio.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 430-24.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies reliever Tyler Hoffman. Hey, thanks for taking time for this interview.
All right, thank you. I really appreciate it.
First question I have for you. So tell the fans a little bit about where you're from and where you went to high school.
Well, I'm from Mobile, Alabama, born and raised. I played baseball at Mobile Christian High School with one of the best coaches out there is Tally Haynes and Jason Smith. They've been a huge part of my life and a huge part of me growing up and just getting to where I'm at today.
Yeah, you know, let's talk a little bit about it too. When you were in high school, and we were just saying it momentarily ago, that almost 10 years ago, you had a complete game. Can you talk about that game if you remember it?
From what I can remember, I just remember being young. it was sophomore year, I think. And you know, my coach came up to me and said, hey, you're going to start game 3 against one of our rivals, St. Luke's. I'm like, okay. I think this was the game that was leading us into the fourth round, I think, from what I can remember.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's been 10 years ago.
I mean, it's crazy to think about something like that, too, because, you know, when you were in high school, you had one of the best high schools out there, 3 championships, I believe, and then it got your chance to go to the next level. But you took a different path initially before you went to Tulane. Talk about your time in the JUCO.
I decided to take the JUCO route just because of a lot of different things. I needed to grow up a little more. I was a late bloomer on that side of, you know, weight gain and just velo and whatnot. So I knew JUCO was going to be my route. I decided to go to Mississippi Gulf Coast. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I had some of the best coaches over there that's helped me. One of them is Eric Ebers, and he's the pitching coach over there. He's now at William Carey. It's just a fun experience going over there for 2 years.
You know, when you have really good coaches, it allows you to excel, especially to the next step for you, which was to Tulane. And Tulane has had a very interesting run in a lot of different sports. But when you were there, how did you enjoy your time as a Green Wave?
I enjoyed my time as a Green Wave. It was a lot of ups and downs. I knew the COVID was going on with that. So we had to do like a 4-game series during conference play. So at the beginning of my junior year, you know, I was the midweek guy. And once conference started, we had no more midweek. So now I was a Sunday guy. But I thoroughly enjoyed being over there. It all happens too fast. Before you know it, it's all gone. Daniel Latham, the pitching coach over there, has helped me out tremendously, and I'll forever be thankful for that.
We talked about it, that you were a starter, then turned into a reliever when you were at Tulane. It kind of changed the trajectory of your career. Can you talk about that, the difference of a starter versus a reliever mindset?
It was hard for me. I've always thought, you know, I'm a starter. I'm a starter. And that's what I wanted to do. It's kind of what I wanted to do since I was little. I've always been a starter my whole life. And then I got senior year at Tulane. Stuff started hitting the fan a little bit. Just wasn't really going my way. And pitching coach came up to me and was like, hey, we're going to put you at the back end of the bullpen. I'm like, all right. You know, I was kind of, you know, not happy about it. Because like I said, you know, I think I'm a starter.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's just a different mentality. I think my stuff plays the best out of the bullpen. Just go out there and blow it out for, you know, an inning or two whenever I can. But a thing that, you know, that was hard for me is knowing that you can come out multiple times throughout the week. You're not just going to go throw on a Friday and then you throw again the next Friday. You can throw Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So
yeah.
One thing about me, you know, it's just like once you go pitch on Monday, you can't check out for the rest of the week. You got to be ready to go again. You got to be ready to go again. Just like this past week in Stockton. You know, I came out on Wednesday and it didn't really go my way. I felt like I was filled up the zone, but just didn't get the calls.
That's
part of it.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, we had one day off, came back out again.
Yeah.
That's the mentality you got to have. Just be ready to have the baseball every single day.
You know, and I love that mentality too. I was a relief pitcher as well too, and I loved getting the ball as much as I could. You know, and I think then that helped you get drafted by the Colorado Rockies.
Right.
Where were you when you found out that you got drafted by the Rockies?
I was sitting in my living room.
Wow.
I was with my whole family. I had a few friends over. We were just sitting there waiting patiently. And then finally I got the call. The funny story about it is I didn't even get the call. I was watching the TV first. Then they called.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Did you even know that the Rockies were on your radar?
I did. I knew they were on my radar probably my junior year of being at Tulane. But I really didn't hear from them, you know, leading up into the draft.
Yeah.
Maybe one, like a text from Zach Zuehly, but really wasn't a lot of communication. So I was kind of, you know, more shocked than anything. I was expecting other things, but, you know, I could be more grateful to be where I'm at right now.
Well, now you're with the Rockies, and now you're in Fresno, and I know it's your second year with the Grizzlies, but last year was a learning experience for you, and it's fun watching you pitch. You have a great walk-up song. Tell the fans what it's about as well, too, when you come out at your Chancy Park.
Oh, you know, my walk-out song. My name's Tyler Hoffman, yeah, as people know, but, you know, everybody thinks that I'm the son of Trevor Hoffman. So once I started getting a whiff of that, of people wanting to, hey, can I get your autograph? Can I get your autograph? You're Trevor Hoffman's son. I'm like, no, it's not me. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to use his walkout song.
I love it. Oh, man, you can't go wrong with that. I think his son actually plays in Lake Elsinore for the Padres system. So yes. It is pretty crazy to think about that, too. But what are some goals this year back with Fresno here for 2024?
Few goals of mine is to be ready every single day, to not take any day for granted. My word for this year that, you know, I talked to Steve Foster about when I first got in for spring training was be grateful. Just be grateful to be out here, because you don't know when the last time you're gonna put your cleats on. So just don't take anything for granted. Just be ready to have the baseball every single day. Just be consistent in the zone and just let God take over.
Absolutely, you can't go wrong with it. Well, guess what? Take the bulls by the horn today. Let's go get a W.
There it is. Thank you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park for game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to 1430 ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Thursday Night Baseball between the single-A affiliates of the San Francisco Giants and your Colorado Rockies, as we get set to renew the rivalry between California League North Division foes. Well, a big thank you to Tyler Hoffman for joining us on the pregame show. A lot of fun to talk to the right-hand pitcher out of Tulane, back for his second season with the Grizzlies. Tyler Hoffman has pitched very well, the bullpen. We could see the righty tonight. And we again thank him for joining us on the pregame show. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with the visiting San Jose Giants, who come with a record of 5-11. They are third place in the California League North Division standings. Under manager and former Grizzlies infielder Yedwin Villegas, here's his starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 9, Jonah Cox. Batting second, the shortstop, number 2, Cole Foster. Batting third, the first baseman, number 12, Bryce Eldridge. Batting fourth at third base, number 39, Elion Ryo. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 6, Luke Schliger. Batting sixth, the right fielder, number 13, Cesar Quintos. Batting seventh, the DH, number 28, Drew Kavanaugh. Batting eighth is the second baseman, number 16, Javier Francisco. And batting ninth, the left fielder, number 18, Bo Davidson. And on the bump for the San Jose Giants is the right-hand pitcher, number 43, Cale Lansville. An 0-2 record, a 6.75 ERA. So once again for San Jose under manager Yedwin Villegas, it's Jonah Cox, Foster Eldridge, Ryo Schliger Quintos, Kavanaugh Francisco Davidson, and Lansville on the bump. And now it's time for the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. The Grizzlies 12-3, tied for first place in the California League North Division standings with the Modesto Nuts. Under reigning California League Manager of the Year Steve Solis, here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing first base, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting second, the second baseman, number 8, Tevin Tucker. Batting third at shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth in left field, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting sixth, the DH, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. Batting eighth is the third baseman, number 1, Luis Mendez. and batting ninth, the center fielder, number 24, Caleb Hobson. And on the bump, the left-hander, number 21, Austin Emener. No record of 3.52 ERA. So once again, under manager Steve Solis, his Toyota starting lineup will be Longwell, Tucker, Perez, Snyder, henchman Andrews Jr., Perry, Mendez, Hobson, and Emener on the bump. As we get set for first pitch, glad you could join us. We'll be back momentarily with the national anthem, umpires, and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio, the worldwide leader in sports. Stream guys, FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Of the New York Pirates for the singing of our national anthem. Performing the national anthem tonight, please welcome Lisa Guzman.
Oh, the red heart we want.
A great national anthem to get us set for Thursday night baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, MILB TV, and 1430 ESPN Radio. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Game 3 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the visiting San Jose Giants. Your Fresno Grizzlies have won 6 in a row. They have taken the first 2 games of the series. They have won 5 in a row against San Jose as they give the ball to left-hander Austin Emener. As Emener warming up right now, a beautiful night for baseball here in downtown Fresno. The Grizzlies, they are in their red uniforms tonight. Grizzlies were in across the front. Black cap with the red bill. The California Bear flag logo on top of that black cap. San Jose, they're in their gray uniform. San Jose were in across the front. They have the black cap with the orange bill. And they have the SJ logo as well on top of their black cap. So the Grizzlies going with the red unis. They are 1-1 this year in the red unis. As Austin Emener finishing up his warm-up pitches, our home plate umpire is Chad Lagana. Over on the bases is Drew Buffelli. As we get set for first pitch here at Chuck Chansey Park. As Emener finishing up his warm-up pitches, and we are ready for baseball between San Jose and Fresno. Your Fresno Grizzlies, winners of 6 in a row, 7 of their last 8. And they look for their third straight win in this series against San Jose. Jonah Cox, the center fielder for the Giants, will come to the plate against Austin Emener. As here comes the first pitch from the southpaw. He winds and deals, and it is in there for a strike on the inside part of the plate, and we are underway. Counted 0-1, 6:52 p.m. for first pitch. Here comes the 0-1 from Austin Emener. He winds and deals, and it swung on and missed. Good fastball up in the zone from Emener. Quickly, no balls and 2 strikes. 70 degrees at first pitch, 12-mile-per-hour winds out to right field. Partly cloudy skies as the 0-2 is fouled off down the first baseline. And the count remains at no balls and 2 strikes. Again, 70 degrees, partly cloudy skies, 12-mile-per-hour winds out to right, and a 6:52 p.m. first pitch. That ball getting all the way down the right field line, and the right fielder and Hinchman had to go retrieve it. Counted no balls and 2 strikes. Austin Emener to Jonah Cox. We are underway here at Chuck Chansey Park for Thursday night baseball, game 3 of 6. As here comes Emener's 0-2 to Jonah Cox. We are ready to go after a little bit of a ball delay. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off by Jonah Cox towards the Grizzlies dugout off the netting. Nice play in the dugout by one of the Grizzlies coaches. Counted no balls and 2 strikes. Glad you're tuning in on 1430 ESPN Radio, the worldwide leader in sports. A big thank you to Jorge back in the studio. As the count at 1-2, as that pitch is just outside. Austin Emener working from the full windup. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander. Winds and deals. And it is fouled off again, and a souvenir for a lucky fan. It ricochets from the second level to the first level here at Chuck Chansey Park. The Grizzlies, they're in their red uniforms. Grizzlies run across the front. Black cap with the red bill and the California Bear flag logo. As now the umpire saying something. I don't know what they're exactly talking about. Another delay. As I think we're ready to go, I don't know what exactly the delay is. But here comes the 1-2 from Emener to Jonah Cox once again. And a chopper to third. Backhand by Mendez. Mendez, long throw. And it is in time. just by a step. Mendez gets the speedy Jonah Cox for the first out. It goes 5-3. And up comes the shortstop in Cole Foster. Nice job from Luis Mendez, who's been at third base over the past couple of games. Mendez in there for Braylon Wimmer, who is out of the lineup once again. We don't know the exact details. He did leave the game early last week in Stockton. So we don't know exactly what the issue is, but either way, want to be careful with Wimmer as the first pitch to Cole Foster is a strike, count it 0-1. So Luis Mendez getting playing time at third base, usually a second baseman, but now at third base, and he's looked great so far over the past couple of games. As the 0-1 is fouled just to the right of us, the count now at no balls and two strikes to Cole Foster, the switch-hitting former Auburn Tiger. Joined the Giants at the end of last year. As here comes the 0-2 from Eminer, and it's fouled right to the backstop. Count remains at no balls and two strikes. Grizzlies in the red uniform, San Jose in the gray unis. Chad Lagana, the home plate umpire. As here comes the 1-2 to Cole Foster from Eminer. Eminer will wind and deal. And it swung on and missed. Elevated fastball and Foster down on strikes. First strikeout for Eminer, second out of the inning. And it brings up first baseman Bryce Eldridge. And if you want to talk about a scary batter at the plate, Bryce Eldridge is your man. 6'7", 230 pounds. What's crazy is Eldridge is only 19 years old. Here comes the first pitch, and that is a called strike. And count at 0-1 to Bryce Eldridge. As here comes the next pitch from Eminer to Eldridge in the lefty-lefty matchup. And a fly ball to center field. That ball tailing away quickly, and it gets down a two-out single as the ball gets in there between the left fielder Snyder and the center fielder Hobson. And just like that, San Jose has their first base runner. And it brings up the third baseman in Elion Rayo. So Eldridge the single. He is also one of the top prospects in the Giants system. Eldridge ranked as the number 3 prospect, according to MLB.com. And now it's Rayo, who has been the surprise hitter in this Giants lineup. He has been a thorn in the sides for Fresno. Lots of power. Here comes the first pitch and a ground ball. And Mendez, the nice play. He goes the short way to second. Tucker makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Luis Mendez, staying with the ball, makes the play. And just like that, the inning is over. Eminer, a clean frame as we head to the bottom of the first. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN Radio. Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with custom performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansi Park. Bottom of the first inning, no score between San Jose and Fresno, as Aiden Longwell will lead things off for your Grizzlies against the right-hander for the Giants in Cale Lansville. Here comes the first pitch from Lansville, and it is low for a ball, count of one ball and no strikes to Aiden Longwell, who has hit safely in eight straight games. Here comes the 1-0 to Longwell, and he lines one to the second baseman. Tough ball for Francisco, but he makes the play, and Longwell is retired. Goes 4-3 on the sharply hit ground ball to second, and now brings up the second baseman in Tevin Tucker against the right-hander in Lansville. Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. As the first pitch is a called strike to Tucker, count it 0-1. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanseyGold.com. Tucker swing and a miss, quickly 0-2. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here comes the 0-2 to Tucker outside, count of 1-2. Here in the bottom of the first inning, again, a big thank you to Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino here in the bottom of the first inning. Lansville winds and deals. Here comes the pitch to Tucker, and that just misses outside. Good spot, though. The count now at 2-2 as Lansville, 94 miles per hour on the fastball. The RPM's at 2268 as here comes the 2-2, and it's swung on a miss down in the zone, and Tucker is out. Second out of the inning, first strikeout for Lansville, and both pitchers started their game with a ground out and then a strikeout swinging, as it now brings up the hottest hitter in minor league baseball, Andy Perez, a 15-game hit streak, as he takes a pitch outside the count at 1-0. Andy Perez has the current longest active hit streak in minor league baseball, and he's the only batter to hit safely in every game to start the season. He lines one out to left field, but it's right at the left fielder in Davidson, and a 1-2-3 inning for Lansville. We head to the top of the second. No score. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the second inning, no score between the Giants and Grizzlies as Austin Emener back on the bump for Fresno will take on the catcher in Luke Schliger. As here comes the first pitch from Emener. Works from the full windup. Here comes the delivery, and it is a strike that's perfectly placed on the outside part of the plate. And the count at 0-1. Austin Emener, no record, a 3.52 ERA for the Southpaw. As here comes the 0-1, and it is outside. The count of one ball and one strike. Austin Emener wears number 21 on the back of his red jersey. He is 6'4", 210 pounds, and just 21 years old. As the 1-1 skied out to center field, ball still carrying on Hobson. Hobson now on the warning track will make the catch for the first out. And one down as Hobson had a retreat. That ball just kept flying out to center field. And Hobson has a little bit of sun out there as well as he will make the catch. As it brings up the right fielder in Cesar Quintas. So Eminer one out so far. Eminer is from Macon, Georgia, his birthplace. A 16th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2023. As that is a called strike. The count at 0-1. Austin Eminer went to East Tennessee State. They are the Buccaneers. Appeared in 15 games, 8 starts in his final collegiate season. As that swung on and missed. A fastball at 91 past the bat of Quintas. And quickly 0-2. Hit one save, a 5.40 ERA. As here comes the 1-2 from Eminer. It's inside, count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. For Austin Eminer. Eminer ready to go again. Here comes the pitch to Quintas. And it's a line drive out to left field and a base hit for Quintas. A one bouncer to Snyder. He fields it cleanly. And now a one-out single. Second hit for San Jose. And it brings up their DH in Drew Kavanaugh. A lefty-lefty matchup. Now, Austin Eminer did something very interesting in 2023 while at East Tennessee State. He became the first pitcher in the NCAA to throw a 4-strikeout inning. The batter reached on a wild pitch on the strikeout, so he had to face another batter and struck him out as that ball is fouled off. And it's very tough to do. Now, the reason I say that is because just the other night in Visalia, a relief pitcher for the Rawhide actually had 5 strikeouts in 1 inning. A wild pitch and a pass ball, I believe, is what the scoring was that allowed those runners to reach. So can you imagine having to face more batters despite doing all the work yourself pretty much? Sometimes a wild pitch happens, sometimes a pass ball happens. As here comes the 0-2 from Eminer to Kavanaugh. Runner at first with one out. Here's the pitch, and that is just outside. Good spot there from Eminer. Went to the fastball at 90 miles per hour. But speaking of pass balls and wild pitches, the Grizzlies do not have a pass ball yet this season. As here comes the 1-2 from Eminer. And a breaking ball that just clips outside the count at 2-2. Speaking of wild pitches as well, though, the Grizzlies only have 3 of them on the year. With the 0 pass balls and the 3 wild pitches, that is the best stat in minor league baseball among all 120 teams. Here comes the 2-2, and that is called strike 3. Went right back to the slider on the outside part of the plate, and Kavanaugh caught looking. 2 outs now, and the second strikeout for Eminer, and it brings up Javier Francisco. Great job from Eminer, who has 3 pitches, fastball, slider, changeup, to go right back to his secondary offering for the punch out. Here comes the pitch from Eminer, and it runs inside. Count of 1-0 to Francisco. So Austin Eminer trying to get out of the frame without any damage here in the top of the second. No score between San Jose and Fresno, just underway here at Chukchansey Park. Here's the pitch, and a pop-up. This is falling quickly in right field. Hinchman on the line makes the play to end the inning. And Austin Eminer works out a one-out single as we have the bottom of the second with no score. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all
all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chukchansi Park. Bottom of the second inning, no score between San Jose and Fresno as Jake Snyder will lead things off for your Grizzlies against the right-hander in Cale Lansville. As here comes the first pitch to Snyder, and it hits him. Snyder down in a heap as that ball nicks him. I don't know exactly if it hit him in the leg, if it hit him in the arm, but either way, it's a hit-by-pitch. And if you were paying attention to last night's game, Jake Snyder was hit in the head with a 96-mile-per-hour fastball. So he's been plunked once again as he will head down to first base, and the leadoff man is on. And right now they're going to give time to Jake Snyder as the field umpire. And Drew Buffelli watching his Snyder trying to get some feeling in his body back. And he'll bring up Jason Hinchman, who has tons of power. So a hit-by-pitch will start the evening for Fresno's offense. And now to Hinchman. Here comes the first pitch from Lansville. That is a called strike. The count at 0-1. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. They look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. We thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner and tonight's press box food of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. As here comes the 0-2 to Hinchman, and it is low for a ball count of one ball and two strikes. As Snyder, that ball hit him in the knee. It's never a good feeling. So now Snyder, in his last two at-bats, have been hit in the head and been hit on the knee. As a 1-2 is a check on Snyder, and he gets back just in time. Count remains at one ball and two strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to take an early lead. When the Grizzlies score first, it goes well. The Grizzlies 10-0 when scoring first. As Hinchman grounds one, this could be two. 6-4-3, a double play. And just like that, two outs as Hinchman is retired. Goes Foster, Francisco, Eldridge. And the Grizzlies hit into the double play. So two outs now as it brings up designated hitter and former Fresno State Bulldog, E.J. Andrews Jr., here in the bottom of the second, no score. On April 25th, crazy to think that we're already on Thursday, April 25th of the season, as the pitch is a called strike to E.J. Andrews Jr. Counting no balls and one strike. E.J. Andrews Jr., night off yesterday, back in the lineup. Here comes the pitch, and he will take a called strike and quickly 0-2. Andrews Jr. has hit safely in his last two games, batting .429 in that stretch. As the 0-2 is inside, and part of the infield for San Jose already trotting back towards the dugout. Instead, Andrews Jr. has another chance at a 1-2 offering from Lansville. Here comes the 1-2 from Lansville, winds and deals. And it is inside, again, a very close pitch. And the count at 2-2. And so far, we've seen from Chad Lugano, the home plate umpire, a very tight inside part of the plate. As that pitch runs outside, now 3-2 to E.J. Andrews Jr. As the Grizzlies trying to pick up their first hit of the game, and Andrews Jr. tons of power to do so. As here comes the 3-2, and that is swung on and missed. A fastball, actually it was a slider past the bat of Andrews Jr., and that will end the inning. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB zone.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the third inning, no score between San Jose and Fresno, as Bo Davidson will lead things off for the Giants against Austin Emener. Here comes the first pitch from Emener. It's a called strike on the outside part of the plate. And the count at no balls and one strike. Glad you could join us for Thursday Night Baseball, Tioga Thursday here at Chuck Chansey Park, as that is high for a ball. Count of one ball and one strike from Austin Emener. And it's also Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As that swung on and missed, count at one ball and two strikes. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote, or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. As here comes the 1-2 from Emener, it's high for a ball. Good take from Davidson, counted two balls and two strikes here in the top of the third inning. And again, a big thank you to Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. As here comes the 2-2. And a line drive out to left field and a base hit for San Jose. And the offense already with three hits tonight for the Giants. Leadoff single for Davidson as he battles with two strikes. And it brings up Jonah Cox, who's 0-for-1. San Jose only had three hits on Tuesday. They only had three hits yesterday. They had six hits the game before, and for San Jose, the offense has been bleak. Back-to-back shutouts that the Grizzlies have thrown, and so Fresno wants to keep that streak going. As that one is a nubber, and it gets past the first baseman in Longwell. That was a weird play off the end of the bat. It was a weird bounce. And Jonah Cox has a give-me single. That is not an easy play. As Bo Davidson hustles to third. I don't know if the ball went off the end of the bat. It had so much spin on it. And so therefore, runners at the corners here with no outs, and it's Cole Foster who's 0-for-1. And they're going to say E3. It's going to be tough. We're going to have to watch a replay on that because the spin of the ball itself. As here comes the pitch, there goes the runner, and Foster fouls it off. The count at no balls and one strike. So it is E3. So runners at first and third with no outs. And Cole Foster, the dish, counted no balls and a strike. Jonah Cox, who has 9 stolen bases, took off on the previous pitch. As here comes the pitch from Eminer, and it's high for a ball, count of 1 ball and 1 strike. As Eminer looking in for the sign from his catcher and Darius Perry, as the pitch is just inside, 91 from Eminer, count it 2 balls and 1 strike. Eminer trying to get Cole Foster right here. The Grizzlies will trade a run for 2 outs as they're playing in double play depth. The second baseman Tucker playing near the bag for a possible stolen base. Here comes the 2-1. And it is fouled off right below us. The count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Good pitch from Eminer up in the zone. As Cole Foster, all he could do there was just spray it foul. So count now at 2 balls and 2 strikes, and Eminer would love his third punch out right here. He will come set around the belt. Here comes the pitch. And a line drive out to left center field. That ball gets down, and it goes all the way to the wall. 2 runs are going to score here for San Jose, and they have their first runs of the series as Cole Foster has a 2 RBI double to left center. So with 2 strikes, Cole Foster delivers. Cox scores all the way from first base. Bo Davidson waltzes home. Second hit of the inning and 2 runs as well. And it will bring up Bryce Eldridge, who is 1-for-1 with a single. 101 miles per hour off the bat against Austin Eminer from Cole Foster. As a mound visit with Rolando Garza and Austin Eminer. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. And we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the third. Mound visit done between Eminer, Garza, and Perry. As it now brings up Eldridge here in the top of the third inning. As here comes the pitch from Eminer to Eldridge in a lefty-lefty matchup. And a check swing. Did he go around? And no, says the home plate umpire. No, says the field umpire, I believe. The count of 1-0. Runner at second with no outs. The first 3 batters have reached for San Jose. As here comes the pitch to Eldridge from Eminer. Looks back the runner. Here it is, and it is fouled off. And it looks like a piece of Eldridge's bat broke as well. He will have to go get some new lumber. And it looks like it was sawed off at the top of the bat. So Eldridge will go get some new lumber here against Austin Eminer, who is making his 3rd start of the season. As we said, just 21 years old. Last time he pitched was on April 18th, so 1 week ago in Stockton. No decision after 3 innings of work. 2 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned. 4 walks and 4 strikeouts, making his first start against San Jose this season. He also pitched against Inland Empire on April 11th here at Chukchansey Park. 4 2/3 innings of 1 run ball. And he struck out 7, a career high. So here comes the pitch now to Eldridge, who has a new bat. And it is outside, counted 2 balls and 1 strike. As we mentioned earlier, Eldridge is a big batter, 6'7", 230 pounds. And the bat in his arms looks like a tiny piece of bat that you would get in a gift store. As Eldridge takes a cold strike. Good pitch on 91 miles per hour on the outside part of the plate. And quickly now at 2 balls and 2 strikes from Austin Emener. As he looks for a punch out, here comes his offering to Eldridge. Looks back the runner, here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss, and Eldridge down on strikes. A nasty slider at 76 miles per hour for the first out of the inning. Third strikeout for Emener, and it brings up Elion Arroyo, who was 0-for-1, a ground out in his first at-bat. As the Grizzlies trail 2-0 here in the top of the third inning. And Fresno, when trailing, or when the opponents score first, they're 1-3 on the year as Ryo fouls it off. The count at no balls and one strike. The Grizzlies, when they score first, are actually 11-0. Not 10-0 as we stated a little bit earlier. But either way, the Grizzlies now going to have to play from behind, and a team that's used to getting ahead and being able to stay ahead will have to play a little bit of different baseball against Cale Lansville. As here comes the pitch and a high pop-up. This is drifting towards the crowd. Perry, though, is going to make the catch. I don't know how he hung on to that baseball. Wow, Perry staying with the ball right near the on-deck circle. Fighting between the net, and he makes the play for the out. Second out of the inning, and it was a doozy, as it will bring up the catcher now in Luke Schlieger, who is 0-for-1. What a play from Perry to stay with that ball. No advancement by Cole Foster, and a big second out. As here comes the pitch from Emener in the lefty-lefty matchup, and he goes right to the slider that glistens in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1. So no balls and one strike. Here comes the pitch from Emener. Looks back the runner and Foster. Here it is. And that is outside. Don't know where that missed. And the count now 1-1. Right back to that slider for Emener. Cole Foster, the runner at second. An two RBI double is fourth of this season. 2-0 Giants here in the top of the third. Here comes the 1-1. And a breaking ball that zips in there. And the count of 1-2. Emener right back to that slider. It's been his bread and butter so far in this contest. Hasn't been able to locate the fastball to his liking just yet. But that slider's been really nice. Let's see if he goes right back to it. Here comes the 1-2. And he goes to the fastball instead. Swung on and missed. And that will end the inning. But the Giants take a 2-0 lead. Grizzlies have to claw from behind. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN, your worldwide leader in sports. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. We are in the bottom of the third inning as Darius Perry will see a ball in the count of one ball, no strikes from Cale Lansville. And we do have a scoring change as Jonah Cox, his heir initially to Aiden Longwell, has been changed to a hit. So Jonah Cox awarded a hit. As here comes the 1-1 to Perry, and he swings and foul tips it, count at 1-2. So in that inning for San Jose, they scored two runs on three hits, two singles and a double, and there were no errors in the frame. So five hits for San Jose. As Darius Perry count of 1-2 from Lansville, here's the pitch, and Lansville sees Perry foul it off, and the count remains at one ball and two strikes from Cale Lansville, 6'1", 205 pounds, a 14th round draft pick by the Giants in 2023. Here's the pitch, and swung on and missed. Perry down on strikes. Third strikeout for Lansville. And so far, no hitter for him, as here comes Luis Mendez, the third baseman for Fresno. Lansville's 21 years old, went to a junior college in Texas. Initially was at LSU and then went to San Jacinto College in North Campus in Houston, Texas. Or San Jack, as a lot of people like to call it. As the 0-1's outside of Mendez, count of one ball and one strike. Just turned 21 in January from Englewood, Colorado. As here comes the 1-1, and Mendez fouls it off, count of one ball and two strikes. And Lansville, the high school he went to, Thunder Ridge High School, which is about 32 minutes from Coors Field where the Rockies play. So the assumption is he probably grew up a Rockies fan. As that pitch runs outside, counted two balls and two strikes. And I'm from Colorado myself and got a chance to face Thunder Ridge in baseball. And I know my brother faced Thunder Ridge as well in basketball. They were a very good basketball program. As that is fouled off the glove of the catcher in Schlager. A count at two balls and two strikes from Luis Mendez from Cale Lansville. But pitching in Colorado is not easy. And so Lansville had that in high school before his route to college. As a check swing, and it swung on a miss. Ball in the dirt. The throw now to first base is in time. And Mendez is out. Fourth strikeout for Lansville. He is retired. Every batter but Snyder he hit with a pitch. And then it goes 2-3 on the putout. So two outs now as it brings up Caleb Hobson. The Grizzlies trying to get something going offensively. A little bit quiet so far. It's a team who scores early and often. And two runs in the first inning yesterday and then a run in the second as well. Zero so far in their first 2 2/3 innings as Hobson takes a ball count at 1-0. As Luis Mendez struck out, now to Hobson, as that's a strike count of one ball and one strike to Caleb Hobson, the center fielder. Here comes the 1-1 from the righty in Lansville. Inside, it almost hits Hobson, who had to lift his arms up. The count now at two balls and a strike. Here in the bottom of the third inning. Here comes the 2-1. And that misses. Count at three balls and a strike. The Grizzlies, lots of play discipline. This is a team that has walked 99 times this year. And that is low ball four. There's walk number 100 on the Grizzlies season. And we are 16 games into the year. It's a two-out walk to Caleb Hobson. And it brings up Aiden Longwell, who's 0-for-1. What's crazy about that is the Grizzlies, their second in the California League and single A behind Lake Elsinore, and they're the only one of two teams, the Storm the other, that have reached over 100 walks. As Hobson goes for second, and he is thrown out by a mile, and that will end the inning. Well, the Grizzlies have 100 walks in the year, but they have zero runs. We head to the top of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fourth inning, 2-0, San Jose leads Fresno. As Cesar Quintas will take a pitch inside, count it. One ball and no strikes from Austin Emener, who has four punch-outs so far in this contest. As he 1-0 is way outside. Counted two balls and no strikes here in the top of the fourth inning. Emener trying to get back into the groove as here comes his 2-0 to Quintas. And it is a fly ball lifted into center field. Hobson will now jump back one step and make the catch. And just like that, Quintas is retired. He's now 1-for-2 as it brings up Drew Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh 0-for-1 with a punch out. Manco Abbott and Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. And we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the fourth. As that pitch is outside, counted two balls and no strikes. As the Grizzlies trying to keep this deficit at 2-0, here comes the pitch from Emener. Swung on and missed. A healthy hack from Kavanaugh. Counted two balls and one strike. But the Grizzlies have won 6 games in a row, 7 of their last 8. They have won 5 in a row to start the season against San Jose. As here is a pop-up, and it is dying quickly in left field. A long run, and it's caught. No! Off the glove of the shortstop, Perez. And that will allow Kavanaugh to get to second. A long run in no man's land. Perez had the ball in his glove, and it skips off of him. And the ball was in fair territory initially, and then it kicked off the leg, went to foul territory. It is a fair ball. And just like that, Kavanaugh into second. So runner at second with one out for Javier Francisco, and it's a double for Kavanaugh. 6 hits now allowed by Emener. So runner at second, now Francisco, who's 0-for-1. Here comes the pitch from Emener, and it is a strike. And the Grizzlies, they had 2 straight shutouts against San Jose. and 3 in their last 5 games. They will not get one tonight. But it's a pretty amazing feat this early in the season. Here comes the pitch. And a line drive to left field, and it will go foul towards the Fresno Social out in left field, and the Michelob Ultra sign as well. It is a Tioga Thursday as well, and so the fans are getting their fix as they get a souvenir as well, counted no balls and 2 strikes. But the Grizzlies have been very successful as of late, as that is inside. Good slider trying to nestle it on the inside part of the plate. The count at 1-2. So 1-2 strikes. As Eminer will come set, here comes the pitch from the left-hander. Looks back the runner, and it's fouled off. Good hack again from Francisco. Count remains at 1-2. But the Grizzlies and their starting pitching this year have also been fantastic. Eminer, despite allowing the 2 runs so far, this ERA is at 2.07 for the Grizzlies starting pitching this year. As another foul ball by Francisco, he stays alive. The Grizzlies have done a great job being able to get ahead and be able to keep that run total for the opponent offense at a premium. Here in the top of the fourth, a mound visit between Perry and Eminer, as they're trying to make sure they're on the same page with the runner at second. Sometimes you see a mound visit in that moment is either the catcher sees something that the batter is doing and maybe Eminer has a chance to throw something different or to change up signs with the runner at second that could be trying to steal or relay pitches from his positioning. Cat and mouse game. As here comes the pitch and it is fouled off again by Francisco. It's a count of 1-2 strikes. As Austin Eminer trying to punch out Francisco right here. Here comes the 1-2. And a ground ball to third. Mendez, tough ball. He will make a deep throw. And it's in time. Longwell, nice job maneuvering his feet and making the stretch for the out. No advancement from Kavanaugh. He goes 5-3 for the second out. And now brings up Bo Davidson, who has a single and a run scored. 1-for-1, but now 2 outs here in the fourth inning. Going back to that double from Kavanaugh, Andy Perez, Luis Mendez, and Jake Snyder went after that ball, but Andy Perez was the closest to the ball as compared to the left fielder and Jake Snyder. Where Jake Snyder was playing to try to come in that quickly, he was not going to be able to make a play, and Andy Perez tried making the play with his length and just could not make it. Left a couple positions unprotected in the infield, but either way, the Grizzlies did a good job keeping Kavanaugh at second as that ball is lifted foul by Davidson. Count of 1-1 strike. But the Grizzlies' defense has been outstanding all year, leads the California League in fielding percentage at .971. The Grizzlies, no errors tonight despite 6 hits for San Jose. There was an error initially that was changed to a single on a Jonah Cox play who is on deck. As that pitch to Davidson runs outside. Davidson has taken some quality at-bats so far. His first at-bat a 2-strike single. And now working the count to his favor. 2-2. Here comes the pitch from Eminer as he looks back the runner. Here it is. And a fly ball. And it's going to be in play initially. And then it will go foul. And the count now at 2-2 as it will bounce up to a couple fans on the souvenir. Nice crowd tonight, a little bit bigger than yesterday's here at Chickchansey Park. A beautiful 70 degrees at first pitch, 12 miles per hour to right field. Partly cloudy skies, but a beautiful night here in downtown Fresno. As here's a fly ball in a center field. Hobson is racing back. Davidson, he will leave the yard. And Bo Davidson, another 2-strike hit. It's a 2-run homer to center field, and it's 4-0 Giants as the Giants dugout erupts. And just like that, the Giants extend their lead. Bo Davidson has had himself a game at the bottom of the lineup. a two-run homer. So second hit and two more runs. And just like that, the most earned runs allowed by a Grizzlies pitcher and hits allowed by a Grizzlies pitcher in a game this season. As now with two outs, Jonah Cox, who's 1-for-2, will stride to the plate. He takes a pitch inside, count at 1-0. And if you're Eminer, that is a deflating feeling because Bo Davidson is now 2-for-2 with two RBI and two runs, and both times there was two strikes on him. As that is fouled off by Jonah Cox, and the count at 1-1. It's Davidson's first homer of the season as well. And Davidson, coming to the game, was batting .088. And he has just surpassed his home runs and RBI total on one swing of the bats. As Cox swings and misses, count at 1-2. And Austin Eminer allows another home run. He's allowed the most homers among all Grizzlies pitchers so far on the season. Still early on, though. But most earned runs, most runs, and most hits allowed by a pitcher. As that swung on a miss down in the zone, and that will end the inning. But the Giants get two more runs. They lead 4-0. The Grizzlies have to play catch-up. Come on back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansi Park. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0 San Jose leads Fresno, as Aiden Longwell will lead things off. As the first pitch is swung on and missed, counted 0-1 from Cale Lansville, who has faced the minimum over three innings. A hit-by-pitch was away from a double play, and then a walk, and it caught stealing. So that is why he has faced the minimum over three. As a count out, no balls and two strikes to Aiden Longwell's 0-for-1. An 8-game hit streak for the Kent State product. Here's the pitch. That is low count at 1-2. Longwell will face his college teammate tomorrow, as San Jose will give the ball to Joe Whitman. As here is a ground ball and or a strikeout, and the ball then thrown down to first. So it is a strikeout of Longwell, and it goes 2-3 on the putout. And that is the first out of the inning, as it brings up Tevin Tucker. So a strikeout swinging, and then 2-3 on the putout. So fifth strikeout for Lansville. As now it's Tevin Tucker who's 0-for-1. As that is going to skip in for a ball, count of 1-0. To Tevin Tucker. Tucker, the second baseman, 6 feet, 180 pounds. He's been in the number two spot over the past couple of games as he fouls that ball off the catcher's glove. A count of 1-1. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0. San Jose leads Fresno here at Chukchansi Park. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside for a ball, and count it 2-1. to Tevin Tucker. Here comes the 2-1 to Tucker. And he will take it outside, count at 3 balls and a strike. And the Grizzlies' offense, just one at a time, is all it's going to take for them to get something going. It's a team that can score in a hurry. As here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed. Good pitch from the righty in Lansville. Count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The West Virginia product takes on the former LSU Tiger as well. As here's a fly ball to left field. That ball has some carry on it. It is at the fence. It's at the wall. And it is caught. Apparently it was caught. Did he actually catch that? Wow. The left fielder in Davidson made the play. It was at the wall, and he makes the catch for the second out. From the point of view, it looked like the ball kept carrying, but Davidson makes the catch for the out. So two outs now as it's Andy Perez. And he lines one to first, and a dive by Eldridge. The throw to first is in time. And Cale Lansville getting some defensive help as well. And he has 4 scoreless innings. We'll be back for the fifth right after this.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, 4-0 San Jose leads Fresno as Cole Foster is 1-for-2 with a 2-RBI double will stride to the plate. Here comes the first pitch from Austin Emener. It's outside, count of 1 ball and no strikes. To Cole Foster, there's action down in that San Jose bullpen. It's a left-hander quickly getting loose. As here comes the pitch, high for a ball, count of 2 balls and no strikes. As it's the left-hander number 19, Cesar Perdomo, in the pen. As here comes the pitch, and a fly ball out to left field, shallow left field. A race for the ball again, and Andy Perez will make the catch. Again, a ball in no man's land. And Andy Perez with the length makes the catch instead of Snyder for the out. So Foster is retired. It goes P6 for the first out. And it brings up the first baseman in Bryce Eldridge, who's 1-for-2. Here in the top of the fifth inning. Here comes the first pitch to Eldridge. And it is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. As the Grizzlies trail 4-0. Hey, Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Ya Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. As Etheridge falls behind 0-2, here comes the next pitch from Emener. He will wind and deal. Here's the pitch, and that is called strike 3. And Eminer gets Etheridge looking for the second out. Six strikeouts now for Eminer, one shy of a career high. As here comes Elion Ryo, who's 0 for 2. But again, make sure you're a part of that dance off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the top of the fifth. As that pitch is fouled off by Ryo, and now Eminer looking for a clean inning here in the fifth. As here comes the pitch from the left-hander in Eminer, and it is outside. Good pitch right there from the left-hander, trying to nip the outside part of the plate on the changeup at 85 miles per hour. Here comes the pitch again, and that is a strike. Good pitch that's grooved down the middle to Ryo, and the count now at 1-2. That was a good spot from Eminer as he looks for the punch out right here. Here comes the 1-2, time called by Ryo instead. We'll do it again with the same count. Elion Ryo, he's listed at 6 feet, 228 pounds. International free agent signee. Here comes the pitch, and that is a check swing. Did he go around? He did not. It's at the base umpire. Signed as a free agent in 2019, Ryo did. Part of a lot of international free agent players on this Giants roster. Especially in their lineup, as that is ball four as Eminer misses. And it's a two-out walk to Ryo. First walk for Eminer. And it brings up the catcher in Luke Schliger as there's action now down in that Fresno bullpen. And it's our pregame guest in Tyler Hoffman. As here comes the pitch from Eminer. And it is a fly ball to center field. Hobson giving chase. He is near the warning track, and he will make the catch to end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fifth. The Grizzlies looking for their first hit and some runs. Let's see if they can do so when we come back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Bottom of the fifth inning as Jake Snyder will lead things off against the new San Jose Giants pitcher. Here comes the first pitch, and Snyder takes a ball. And a little bit confusing, it has to be a pitch count reason, Lansbowl threw 47 pitches, as now they will have a mound visit between the catcher, the second baseman Francisco, and the pitcher in Cesar Perdomo. But Cale Lansville, 4 no-hit innings. No hits, no runs, 1 walk, 1 hit by pitch, and 5 strikeouts. And now it's Cesar Perdomo, and one of two things will happen now. The Grizzlies will start getting their offense going, or it will just be one of those nights where they can't really get anything going. But the guy who can change the tide is Jake Snyder, as that pitch is inside. And the count quickly at 2-0. So Cesar Perdomo takes over for Lansville, who is done. And Snyder up the middle, a base hit, and the no-hitter is over. Just as we predicted, Jake Snyder has reached base twice. He continues to find his way on. It's the first hit allowed for San Jose, and it brings up Jason Hinchman, who's 0-for-1 with a double play. So against Perdomo, who is 6 feet, 196 pounds, the left-hander is from Venezuela, San Juan de los Moros, Venezuela. Here's the pitch to Hinchman, and he grounds one again. Similar spots the first, 6-4-3, a double play. Just the same as his first at-bat, and two outs just like that. The Grizzlies still have only had the minimum come to the plate, and it's now E.J. Andrews Jr. So two outs. Andrews Jr. is 0-for-1. But going back to Jake Snyder, with that single for Snyder, he extends his hit streak as well. That's to 7 games, and Snyder leads the league in on-base percentage, and he's gone on twice so far as Andrews Jr. takes a ball. The count of 1 ball and no strikes. 4-0, San Jose leads Fresno here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Andrews Jr. takes a strike, count at 1-1. But glad you could join us for Thursday Night Baseball. A big thank you to 1430 ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports, for having us on this year. 24 games, we have 22 left after tonight. We'll be back on the air on 790 on Saturday at 6:50 p.m. for Zoo Night. As that pitch is low to Andrews Jr. Count now at 3 balls and 1 strike. Here comes the pitch. And Andrews Jr. fouls it off. Count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Good pitch by Perdomo, who's looking for a clean inning. Andrews Jr., tons of power. He has 1 homer this year. Would love to make it 2 right here. Here comes the pitch. And a ground ball softly hit. This is the third baseman Ryo to first in time. And Perdomo a clean fifth inning. We head to the sixth. The Grizzlies trail 4-0. We'll be back right after this.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chukchansi Park. Top of the sixth inning, 4-0 San Jose leads Fresno. As Cesar Quintas will take on the new pitcher for the Grizzlies, right-hander Tyler Hoffman, our pregame interview and guest. As there is a strike, the count at 0-1. That ends the line for Austin Emener. 5 innings of work, 4 runs, all earned on 7 hits, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Here comes the 0-1 from Hoffman. Ground ball, hard hit. It's going to be off the glove of, I believe, the shortstop in Perez. It should be a single for Quintas, who's now 2-for-3. And it brings up the DH and Drew Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh 1-for-2 with a double and run scored. That was a tough ball in between short and third, and neither Perez or Mendez could come up with it. It is a single. As Tyler Hoffman appears in his 7th game out of the bullpen, most appearances among all Grizzlies relievers so far. No record of 5.79 ERA. Here's the pitch outside, count at 1-0. Here in the top of the 6th inning. As Hoffman will come set, here comes the pitch to Kavanaugh. And a bunt attempt, and it goes foul. And Perry, good reflexes, catching that ball off the bounce. But it is foul. Count of 1-1. You're in the top of the 6th inning. As the Grizzlies getting ready for a lot of amazing events here at Chukchansi Park, which includes Tequila Fest. Hey, Fresno, are you ready to party? Tequila Fest returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 17th. As there's a strike, count of 1-2. Catch T-Pain and Busta Rhymes live as one of the biggest concerts of the year comes to downtown Fresno. Join in on the fun and check out incredible live music, local food trucks and vendors, and of course, lots of tequila. Here's the pitch. That is outside. The count of 2-2. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at TequilaFestFresno.com. or the Chukchansi Park ticket office. We will see you at Chukchansi Park for Tequila Fest on May 17th. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman, and it's a ground ball. Another tough ball, and it gets into right field. A base hit. Stopping at second is the lead runner in Quintas, and another ball that just somehow finds a little opening, and Kavanaugh now 2-for-3. The bottom of this lineup getting it done for San Jose. So back-to-back hits, and now brings up Javier Francisco, who's 0-for-2. 9 hits for San Jose. Here in the top of the 6th inning, here on April 25th. So now will be Francisco, as the Grizzlies trail 4-0 here in the top of the 6th. As the Grizzlies need a big out right here, they would love a double play ball. They can get one. As here comes Tyler Hoffman's pitch now to Francisco. Looks back the runner at second. Here it is, and it's swung on and missed. Count it 0-1. So 0-1. Tyler Hoffman will come set. Here comes the pitch once again from the right-hander. Hard throwing righty from Tulane. It's outside. Count it 1-1. Hoffman is 6 feet, 182 pounds, 24 years old, from Mobile, Alabama. A 17th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. His second year now in Fresno. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to right. That ball will land foul and out of play. Count of 1-2. Tyler Hoffman, though, known for his fastball that can reach the mid to upper 90s. And as we said, only 6 feet, 182 pounds, but the ball comes in quick. Count remains the same. Here comes the pitch, and that's a fly ball out to left field. Snyder giving chase, still giving chase, and it goes over Snyder and off the wall. Extra bases. This will score at least one run. Here comes the second, and it will be stopped as the throw gets away, and Hoffman backing it up. Now 5-0 San Jose here in the sixth inning, and Javier Francisco with an RBI double. So Francisco will bring in Quintas. Kavanaugh was kept at third after the relay was in. So third hit of the inning and a run. Now 5-0 as it brings up Bo Davidson, who's had a big game. 2 for 2. A 2-run homer and 2 runs scored. As the infield for Fresno comes in, 5-0 San Jose. They're looking to end the Grizzlies' 6-game winning streak. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman. And it swung on and missed, counted 0-1. Great job from San Jose hitting. They have just come in with a game plan against Fresno. It's looked very sharp. It's a very lefty-heavy lineup. They did a great job against the lefty and Emener. As here comes the pitch. That is low for a ball. Count of 1-1. As the Grizzlies trying to find something. They are 12-3 on the season. They have not lost since, not yesterday Wednesday, but the Wednesday before. As here comes the pitch from Hoffman, and it is inside as Perry tried to steal a strike. Count now 2-1. Modesto Stockton game will keep an eye on. Modesto, they are tied with the Grizzlies at the top of the California League North Division standings. 2-1 Modesto lead, but Stockton, bases loaded, and no outs in the fifth inning. As that pitch from Hoffman is low, and Perry will grab the ball as it lands right next to his foot. So now Hoffman falling behind here at 3-0. To Tyler Hoffman. Runners at second and third with no outs. Here comes the pitch from Hoffman. And it is fouled off, and a great swing from Davidson. The count now full 3-2. If you're Davidson, do you sit fastball? And if you're Hoffman, do you try to elevate a fastball to Bo Davidson? Davidson listed at 6'2", 205 pounds from Charlotte, North Carolina, his birthplace. 3-2. Hoffman comes set, and here comes the pitch. And it's a fly ball that will go foul towards the Fresno Social here at Cherchancy Park, one of the amenities here in downtown Fresno. We also have the Splash Park out in right field presented by Community Medical Centers. As a couple fans enjoying the grassy berm over there. But Community Medical Centers, one of our proud partners. As here comes another payoff pitch. And it is line foul. Heads up over there. That was a bullet off the bat of Davidson. 77 miles per hour on the exit speed, but it looked a lot faster at the launch angle. 3-2 as Fresno trail 5-0 here in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the 3-2. And a fly ball again, lifted way foul and out of play. Davidson just taking good swings. That ball just keeps carrying off his bat as well. That was 93 off the bat, 95 on the fastball from Hoffman. Here comes the 3-2 as Hoffman comes set. Here comes the pitch. And it is foul tipped as Perry did a good job blocking that ball that was tipped from Davidson. Good pitch from Hoffman at 88 miles per hour on the breaking ball. Looked like the changeup from Hoffman. Could have been the slider down the zone. Either way, Hoffman would love a punch out right here. Another 3-2, 10th pitch of the at-bat. And it is fouled off again by Davidson. Hoffman right back to the fastball at 94. And Davidson's just taking great swings. He's had great at-bats all night. And if you're the Grizzlies, you are concerned because this is the nine-hole hitter in Davidson, who really has not done anything in the series because this is his first game of the series. As here comes the pitch to Davidson. And it's high ball four, and he wins the battle. What an at-bat again. As the bases are loaded, and with no outs, it's Jonah Cox, the leadoff hitter, and Hoffman in a load of trouble right here in the top of the sixth inning. As now Cesar Galvez trying to help his defense in positioning terms. The Grizzlies bench coach and third base coach. Grizzlies manager Steve Solis at the top step as well. No action in either bullpen. So it is Hoffman's inning. As here comes the pitch. And it's fouled off. Counted 0-1. Heads up towards the upper level as it goes off a sign. It looks like the Michelob Ultra sign just got a souvenir right into it. Dented the sign a little bit. Counted 0-1. Here in the top of the sixth inning. Glad you could join us, though, here at Chukchansey Park. There's now action down in that Fresno pen. As Hoffman's pitch runs inside, count of one ball and one strike. It's the left-hander Wellington Herrera getting loose. As Hoffman looks in again towards Jonah Cox, who is 1-for-3, a single and a run. Here's the pitch. And a line drive in a right field, a base hit. That will score at least one. Fielded by the right fielder in Hinchman. He throws it in, and the station to station for San Jose. They now lead 6-0 on the RBI single from Jonah Cox. He has a two-hit game. Kavanaugh comes in to score, who has a two-hit game. Francisco to third. Davison to second. Fourth hit and another run. 6-0 San Jose. And the crowd not happy at all here at Chukchansey Park. As we'll bring up Cole Foster, who is 1-for-3 with a 2-RBI double. And the infield still in for Fresno with no outs. As that pitch outside, count of 1-0. Wellington Herrera down in that pen getting loose quickly for Fresno. As Hoffman has not been able to find anything this inning. Here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. And it is outside now, two balls and no strikes. By the way, Stockton just tied the game up at 2 in Modesto. So right now, the Grizzlies rooting for the Ports as they try to knock off the Modesto Nuts. Here comes the 2-0 from Hoffman. And it's a fly ball out to center field. That ball is way back there, and it is caught on the run by Hobson. It will score a run. Up to third base goes Davidson. It's a sacrifice fly for the first out. So sacrifice fly to center field. Jonah Cox will stay at first. Francisco scores up to third Davidson. It is the third run. And it's now 7-0 San Jose here in the sixth. As Bryce Eldridge will come to the plate. He's 1-for-3. And now, looks like the field umpire is talking to Yedwin Villegas about something that's going on. I don't know what he could be discussing right now, but Villegas doesn't seem happy about whatever it is. He is livid over there with the field umpire and Drew Buffelli. And I don't know if he was upset with maybe the Grizzlies checking on the runner to see if he left early at second. I don't know if maybe he thought a Grizzlies infielder maybe obstructed something. I don't know. His team has a 7-0 lead, though, here in the sixth innings. There goes the runner. And the throw to second is not in time. By the way, I just noticed that there is no runner at third. So therefore, it is 8-0 San Jose, as that's a stolen base for Jonah Cox's 10th. But it's 8-0 San Jose. So runner at second with one out. As there's a strike. And actually, Maybe Bo Davidson was actually out at second base. That's why they're actually discussing. So it's actually 7-0. We actually just got word of what it was. That's why they were talking. Bo Davidson did not score. So now we just have a mess in our books right now. This is what happens when there really isn't a lot of discussion about what's going on. So runner at second, there's actually two outs. Davidson, who is at second base, was called out on a sacrifice fly double play. They checked the runner at second. They actually said he was out. So that's why there was no runner. Because Davidson had gone to third. And instead they checked for the double play and they said he was out at second. That's why the argument happened. So it's a double play and Davidson is out. So two outs. As here comes the pitch and a ground ball to second. And Tucker fields it over to first in time. That was a crazy inning. San Jose still leads 7-0. Fresno needs to get going right now. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. 7-0 San Jose leads Fresno here in the bottom of the sixth. A very interesting top half of the inning, as Darius Perry will lead things off. And the first pitch is up the middle. A base hit for Perry. He's now 1-for-2. And the Grizzlies offense just takes one hit at a time against Cesar Perdomo, the Giants left-hander. So on the play in the sixth inning, Bo Davidson, the runner at second base, was called out on the base pass, credit on a double play as well. So there was a double play. We were very confused of what happened initially. There was no runner at third, which Davidson was the runner at second, got to third on the sacrifice fly. Well, apparently he was doubled up, and that's why manager Yedwin Villegas was confused. We didn't see the initial call from the umpire, as that pitch is low to Mendez. The count now at 1-1. And so the Grizzlies, they only trail 7-0. Here in the bottom of the sixth, as here comes the pitch, and that is low, and the count of 2-1. 7-0 San Jose leads Fresno. As here comes the 2-1, and a called strike to Mendez, who was buckled by the breaking ball. And the count now 2-2. Action down in the Fresno bullpen. It's Wellington Herrera still. As here comes the pitch to Mendez. Line drive out to right center. A base hit. Mendez ends his hitless streak, as now the throw back to second's offline. And the runner in Perry was heading back to second. He got caught up initially off the second base bag, and he had to hurry back, and the throw was just offline. So Mendez is a single, back-to-back hits for Fresno, and they have some life here in the sixth, trailing 7-0. As here comes Caleb Hobson, he walked his first time up, and the Grizzlies for the first time tonight have some runners in scoring position, first and second, with no outs. As here comes the pitch from Perdomo, and it's a little blooper out to right center field, dropping quick, and it is caught by the right fielder. Are you kidding me? Quintos lays out to make the catch. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Quintos lays out and makes a spectacular catch in right field for the first out. Oh, my goodness. And Hobson is robbed. And that's the first out. It brings up Aiden Longwell. And he will take a strike count at 0-1. So the count at 0-1 now to Aiden Longwell, who's 0-2. Longwell takes a pitch down. Count of 1-1. That was an unbelievable play from the outfielder in Cesar Quintos as he helps his pitcher, Cesar Perdomo, as that is fouled off by Longwell. Count now at 1-2. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, 7-0, San Jose leads Fresno. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going offensively, they like to get this crowd a little bit energized. As here comes the pitch, and it's inside, almost hits Longwell, and the count at 2-2. Aiden Longwell, 6'1", 205 pounds. A former two-way star in high school in football and baseball as he flies one out to center field. This is playable for the center fielder in Cox. He will make the catch, and Perry does not try to advance. So two outs now as it brings up Tevin Tucker, who's 0-2. And the Grizzlies, after getting two quick outs, have now had two straight flyouts as it will bring up Tevin Tucker. And the Grizzlies, this has been an offense that's been clicking on all cylinders. And tonight, just three hits, all singles. Perry, Mendez, and Snyder. As here comes the pitch to Tucker. It's low. The count at 1-0. And Andy Perez, who's on deck, he would like to get to the plate to continue that hit streak, which is sitting at 15 games right now. Here comes the pitch to Tucker, and that's a strike. Good pitch. Count of 1-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As Tevin Tucker looking to continue this inning for Fresno, they trail 7-0 here in the bottom of the sixth at Chukchansey Park, as that's high for a ball. Good take from Tucker. Count now at 2-1. Tevin Tucker. As here comes the 2-1 offering to the Grizzlies' second baseman. And he swings and misses. Count at 2-2. Good fastball there from Perdomo up in the zone. As Tucker now will have to battle here. Runners at first and second with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Thursday night baseball, game 3 of 6. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty as we head to the seventh. All San Jose so far. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all- All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi, one of the biggest nights in the galaxy, returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansi Park. Top of the seventh inning, 7-0 San Jose leads Fresno. As Wellington Herrera's first pitch to Elion Ryo is high, the count at 1-0. Herrera takes over for Tyler Hoffman, one inning of work for Hoffman. Four hits, three runs all earned, one walk, and no strikeouts. As the pitch is inside, count at 2-0 from Herrera to Ryo, who's 0-2 with a walk. Here comes the pitch from the lefty. Swung on and missed. Count it 2-1. Hey, get ready to make a splash at Chukchansi Gold and kickstart your summer adventure with the $600,000 party on the pontoon and jet ski giveaway. As the pitch is high, three balls and a strike. Play and earn entries for your chance to snap your share of over $43,000 in cash drawings every Thursday and Friday. Then speed on in Friday, April 26th, for your chance to win the sizzling hot grand prize, a new pontoon, or jet ski. Let the splash games begin only at Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. And again, that giveaway is tomorrow as there's called strike three. And Ryo down on strikes, and Herrera, a nice way to start his evening. As that's the seventh strikeout by Grizzlies pitching, as will bring up the catcher in Luke Schlieger, who is 0-3. But again, the chance to win that sizzling hot grand prize, a new pontoon or jet ski, that is tomorrow, Friday, April 26th, here in the top of the seventh. As the pitch is high, count at one ball and no strikes. Here in the seventh inning, glad you could join us as the Grizzlies trying to have a comeback win tonight, as there is a strike count at one ball and one strike to the catcher for San Jose. Herrera winds and deals. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. Count at 1-2. Wellington Herrera wears number 30 on the back of his jersey. 6 feet, 166 pounds. Herrera, who can reach the upper 90s, is just 20 years old from Fantino, Dominican Republic. Here comes the pitch, and that is called strike three. How about that? Herrera, back-to-back strikeouts. And just like that, will bring up Cesar Quintas, who's 2-3. And Wellington Herrera, signed as an international undrafted free agent in 2021. Well, you've already seen two strikeouts from the left-hander in Herrera. Well, that is pretty much his MO. Herrera, coming into this season, had 118 strikeouts over 87 and two-thirds innings, and he's in his fourth professional season. Strikes out a lot of batters as here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. And you can just tell quickly that Herrera just coming on in and throwing that pitch, that fastball that can reach the mid-90s. As here comes another pitch from Herrera, that is a good pitch, a breaking ball down in the zone. Wellington Herrera, 81 on the slider. looking to punch out the side. Here's the pitch. And he did so! How about Wellington Herrera striking out the side as we head to the stretch? Let's see if the Grizzlies can get some momentum on offense. We'll be back right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We are in the bottom of the seventh inning, 7-0. San Jose leads Fresno as Andy Perez will lead things off. And there's a base hit down the left field line. And that should be a single for Perez. He's now looking for two. The throw, it is in time, and he is out. As Andy Perez is tagged out at second, and the Grizzlies looking for extra bases cannot get it. As now the umpires are going to have to talk because Perez got a late jump out of the box because the home plate umpire said it was a foul ball and then said it was fair. So Perez took a late lead, and he was thrown out at second. As now here comes manager Steve Solis, and Perez wants to know what's going on. And they are talking and saying he is out. That is unbelievable. So Perez, it is a single, but he is thrown out. It goes 7-4 on the putout. It is a hit for Perez, his fourth Fresno hit, and it extends his hit streak to 16 games. But the Grizzlies cannot get a runner to stay on base. As he's thrown out at second, it goes 7-4. As that pitch is inside, but called a strike to Snyder. Snyder has reached on a single and a hit by pitch so far. As here comes the pitch from the lefty Perdomo against Jake Snyder. And that is low. To Jake Snyder from the lefty and Perdomo. Action in that Grizzlies bullpen. And it is Jake Madden. As that pitch is inside, almost hits Snyder who dances out of the way. The count now at 2-1. One out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 7-0 San Jose leads Fresno. As the pitch is a called strike. Now 2-2. As the Grizzlies trail 7-0. It has just not been their night. One of those nights for the Grizzlies. Still 6 outs to play with. Or 8 outs to play with. 2 2/3 innings, as that is low, and that is going to be a ball. So a walk for Snyder, and he has reached base all 3 times in this game. Second walk by San Jose pitching. Runner at first with 1 out, and it's Jason Hinchman who's hit into 2 double plays so far, so he's 0-2. But Snyder, hit by pitch, a walk, and a single. For Snyder, that is his 22nd walk this year. Here's the pitch from Perdomo, and that is inside. The count at 1-0 to Hinchman. So 22 walks for Jake Snyder over his first 14 games of the season. Here's the pitch from Perdomo, and Hinchman ground ball, another double play. 5-4-2. three. He has hit into three double plays, and that ends the inning. We'll be back for the eighth right after this.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand. So hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit at $430.24.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association. And
welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chukchansi Park. Top of the eighth inning, 7-0 San Jose leads Fresno, as Jake Madden will take over for Wellington Herrera, as the first pitch will be to Drew Kavanaugh, and he lines one out to center field. Coming in is the center fielder Hobson, and he will make the catch for the first out. Kavanaugh now 2-for-4, and that's the first out here in the eighth inning. Brings up Javier Francisco. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for providing tonight's press box food. Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair is conveniently located in front of the Fashion Fair Mall on Shaw Avenue and is ready to serve Grizzlies fans Monday through Saturday from 6:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. They look forward to serving you at Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair. And we thank Chick-fil-A Fashion Fair for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the eighth. As Madden gets ready, here comes the pitch from the right-hander. It's outside. The count of one ball and one strike here in the top of the eighth. 7-0 San Jose leads Fresno here in downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chukchansi Park. As the Grizzlies trying for a comeback win, they're going to have a couple big final innings, as that pitch is fouled off by Francisco, and the count now at one ball and two strikes from the right-hand pitcher in Jake Madden. As we have tonight's attendance, 2,267. Here comes the pitch from Madden. That's called strike three, and Francisco is out. Second out of the inning, first strikeout for Madden. 10 strikeouts now for Grizzlies pitching. And it brings up Bo Davidson, who's had himself a big game. Davidson has reached base three times, a two-run homer, a single, a walk, and two runs scored. As Madden looking for a 1-2-3 eighth inning, as that's a ball count at 1-0. To Bo Davidson. As here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander in Madden. Come set. Here's the pitch. That is low as well. Counted two balls and no strikes. Let's give you some scores around the California League here with two outs. We'll see how much we can do. And it is tied up in Visalia, just down the road from us at Valley Strong Ballpark. It is 7-7 in the bottom of the seventh between the 66ers and Rawhide. A back-and-forth game. The Rawhide 3 runs in the first. Then Inland Empire scored in 4 straight innings before the Rawhide scored 3 in the fifth and just tied the game up in the sixth inning. 18 combined hits between the two teams. Here's the pitch, low from Madden to Davidson, who's been outstanding so far. Visalia had a home run from Franco, his first of the game. That was off Logan Britt. On the other side, Franco, the catcher, or actually the for the 66ers. As here comes the pitch, and that's a strike to Davidson. He wanted to walk there. For the 66ers, home run from DeJesus and DiChiara. The second for DeJesus, first for DiChiara. It was Franco who had the home run for the Rawhide, not the 66ers. First home run for him. As here comes the pitch, and it is foul tipped and caught by the catcher, Perry, and Jake Madden, 2 strikeouts and a 1-2-3. Eighth inning. We had the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies need to get going right after this. We'll be back with more California League scores. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on 1430 ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. Guillermo Williamson, the new first baseman for San Jose, as he'll take over for Bryce Eldridge. And the first pitch to E.J. Andrews Jr. is a called strike from new pitcher, right-hander Cody Tucker. So Guillermo Williamson into the game. He will bat third for Eldridge. As that's a strike, quickly 0-2 to Andrews Jr. Williamson is a lefty, by the way. As he will take over, he will hit third in the next inning for San Jose. And then Cody Tucker, the new pitcher, is the count at no balls, 2 strikes, and that is low. Count at 1-2 now to E.J. Andrews Jr. As Cody Tucker on the bump, 3 innings of work for Cesar Perdomo, 4 hits, 1 walk, no runs, and 1 strikeout for Perdomo. As that is outside, now 2 balls and 2 strikes. We're giving you scores around the California League, and we just said it was 7-7 in the bottom of the 7th between Inland Empire and Visalia. Junior Franco homering for the Rawhide. It is 12-4. The Quakes leading the Storm. They're looking for their 7th straight win. They're in the 7th inning as the Quakes continue to play good baseball. As Andrews Jr. swinging a miss, ball in the dirt. The throw to first is in time. So it's the first strikeout for Tucker. Goes 2-3 on the putout. 1 away, and it brings up Darius Perry, who's 1-2. So 1 out here in the bottom of the 8th. And then Stockton leads Modesto 3-2. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. As now Darius Perry trying to get something going here. Action down in that bullpen for Fresno. It's Braden Carmichael getting loose. Here's the pitch to Perry. That is inside. Count it. 1-0. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. Here's a pitch to Perry, and he fouls it off. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. Here on April 25th, we gave you the scores around the California League. Rancho Cucamonga, the hottest team right now in the California League, if they hold on tonight. As here comes the pitch, and that is called strike 3. And Perry out on strike. Second strikeout now for Tucker. Two outs now as here comes Luis Mendez, 1-2 with a punch out. So two outs now, and Luis Mendez, a big single in his last at-bat to end his hitless streak of a few games. Here's the pitch, and that is a ball count at 1-0 from Cody Tucker. As the Grizzlies trail 7-0 in this game, could we have three straight shutout games in this series? Here's the pitch. That is outside. Count now 2-0. The Grizzlies would love to find a way to get back into this game. It's been a tough night, though, on the offensive side. 4 total hits. Every time the Grizzlies had a runner on, they pretty much have been deleted right away. A double play, thrown out at second, and a caught stealing for every batter that pretty much have gone to hit tonight. As here comes the pitch from Cody Tucker with the train in the background, and that's a strike. And the count now at 3-1 to Luis Mendez. That train's still going on. That was almost for about 45 seconds worth, as that is low, and Mendez will draw a walk. A 2-out walk to Mendez, third walk by San Jose pitching, and it brings up Caleb Hobson, who's 0-1 with a walk. As the Grizzlies trying to get something going, and the train going off again here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Not the ideal time if it's the train, but it doesn't matter. The Grizzlies have been steamrolling through this season so far, 12-3 on the year. As here comes the pitch to Hobson. It is outside, the count at 1-0. And a lot of great promotions the next couple of nights as well, and we hope you can join us. I know the train's super excited about it as well, as it keeps going off here. As here comes the 1-0. And that is outside. Count it 2-0. Tomorrow is halfway to Halloween. First pitch at 7:05 p.m. It is a community outreach night as well, presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. We hope to see you in your best costume here at the ballpark. And that community outreach night presented by Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino. A lot of booths, they will have candy. Well, how are you supposed to carry that candy around? Well, we have a tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans presented by Community Health Systems. As that pitch is low, good take from Hobson, now 3-1 to the center fielder. We also have Friday night fireworks to end halfway to Halloween. It is a spectacular night. A little bit frightful, but a lot of fun as well. On Saturday at 6:50 p.m., we have Zoo Night presented by Fresno Chaffee Zoo. As the pitch is a ground ball hard hit to the shortstop, up with it and over to second is Foster DeFrancisco, and that will end the inning. A lot of animals coming out for zoo night as well. We'll talk more promotions right after this. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be right back.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the ninth inning, 7-0 San Jose leads Fresno. As Jonah Cox will lead things off against Jake Madden, who's back on the bump. As here comes the pitch from the right-hander, Madden winds and deals, and that is inside. The count at 1-0. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a quick wrap-up of tonight and what to expect tomorrow for halfway to Halloween. A little bit of a scary night for the Grizzlies as they are losing 7-0 as that is fouled off. But we also were talking about Zoo Night. That's on Saturday, April 27th at 6:50 p.m. for a first pitch presented by Fresno Chaffee Zoo. I've heard there's going to be some wild animals at the ballpark, and I'm not talking about the Grizzlies. Yes, there's going to be some live bears. Oh, wait, that's just Parker T. Bear as that is fouled off. Count at 1-2. There actually should be wild animals. I don't know which ones, but if there's a chance for me to pet an animal on the air, I would love to do so. So that is on Saturday. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. As here comes the pitch from Madden, and it's a slow ground ball, and it will go foul. And the count stays the same to Jonah Cox, who is 2-for-4 with an RBI single, a stolen base, and a run. And then on Sunday, we have a double promotion day for you. It is the rescheduled Meat Bingo and Bluey Day, presented by Calviva Health. As here comes the pitch from Jake Madden, and it's inside to Jonah Cox. Count now at 2-2. Meet your friendly blue healer. Just watched my first episode the other day, and it was really cool. And I've heard amazing things about it, so we'll have a character appearance, and we hope you can come meet, get some autographs, get a picture, get a hug, whatever it takes. They will be here on Sunday, first pitch at 1:05 p.m. Now, if that doesn't tickle you, we have another promotion for you. That is Bark in the Park. As here's a ground ball to second. Tucker gobbles it up over to first in time. It goes 4-3. For the first out, as it brings up Cole Foster. Foster, 2-for-3 with 3 RBI tonight, which includes a double back in the third. But we have Bark in the Park. Bring your furry friend to the ballpark and enjoy a great afternoon of Grizzlies baseball. It is presented by Blue Pearl Pet Hospital. I've also heard there's a bandana giveaway for their first couple of pups in the ballpark. And that will be a cute little gift for your best friend, as Longwell can't keep the ball there, and it will scoop past him. That should be E3 on the chopper. And now Foster will reach. It should be the first air for Fresno, as it'll bring up Guillermo Williamson. It's a runner at first with one out. But Bark in the Park, we also have Meet Bluey and Bingo Day. That is Sunday at 1:05 p.m. and we hope you can join us. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also go to the Chukchansey Park ticket office and purchase your tickets. Not only those games, we have a lot of games later this season as well. As here's the pitch, that's a called strike. To count it, no balls and one strike. Later this season, lots of great promotions. As we said, with Tequila Fest coming on, we have Savannah Bananas coming next week to Chukchansey Park. As here comes the pitch. Fly ball to right field, hit well, and it will be caught on the run by the right fielder Hinchman. And that is the second out. Great job by Hinchman to get on that ball. And Williamson is retired for the second out. It brings up Elion Rios 0 for 3 with a walk. But on May 10th, we have Star Wars Night and Friday Night Fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. We also have Christian Fellowship Night right around the corner presented by Van G Logistics and Fresno Pacific University, FPU Sunbirds, and a Grizzlies hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. And of course, 4th of July Fireworks Extravaganza Independence Day presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino on July 4th. And you do not want to miss out on that as well. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. There is something for everyone here in downtown Fresno. Top of the ninth inning, 7-0 San Jose leads Fresno. As here comes the pitch to Ryo from Madden. And that's a fly ball left center field. And Hobson, like a gazelle, glides over and makes the catch to end the inning. The Grizzlies down to the last three strikes or three outs. Let's see if they can get some runs. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chukchansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies trail 7-0 to the San Jose Giants. Aiden Longwell will lead things off 0-for-3. He looks to extend his hit streak right here as he'll take a strike from Cody Tucker. They counted 0-1 here in the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies, they need 7 runs to tie, 8 runs to win. And the Grizzlies, we've seen a big inning so far from them this season. We've seen a 7-run inning and a 9-run inning. As Longwell swing and a miss from Cody Tucker down in the zone. Quickly 0-2 to Aiden Longwell here in the bottom of the ninth. Stay tuned for the postgame show. We'll give you a wrap-up quickly of tonight's game. No balls, 2 strikes to Longwell. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander in Tucker. Here it is. Outside, count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Experience the ultimate party at Chukchansey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Springs Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChukchanseyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chukchansey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the pitch to Longwell. Swung on and missed. He's down on strikes. Third strikeout for Tucker. And he'll bring up Tevin Tucker. So a Tucker on Tucker matchup here in the bottom of the ninth. A big thank you to all of our partners for tonight's game as well. For Virch putting on tonight's broadcast here in the bottom of the ninth. And a big thank you to 1430 ESPN Radio, the worldwide leader in sports. We have 22 more home games on the docket this season. That pitch is inside. Count it. One ball and no strikes to Tevin Tucker, who's 0 for 3. Like to give a shout-out to a couple people listening tonight as well. Like to give a shout-out to Milana tuning in. Down in Hawaii, very lucky. Sounds great. As there is a strike to Tucker, count of one ball and one strike. Like to give a shout-out to Mike McCool and the family listening in Clovis, California. Also like to give a shout-out to Dominic Lorenz, the voice of Huntington Beach High School. As here comes the pitch to Tucker. Ground ball to third. The backhand, it goes off the third baseman. Now with the bare hand, the throw. Not in time. Oh, man, Ryo had a chance. He bobbled it initially, recovered nicely, but Tucker beats it out. We'll see what the ruling is on that play. And finally, I'd like to give a shout-out to the world's best girlfriend tuning in Fresno, California. It's a single for Tucker. It's a one-out single, so Fresno now at 5 hits in this game. As it brings up Andy Perez, who's 1 for 3, was thrown out after trying to extend his hit for a double. Here's the pitch, and Perez takes a strike. Count it 0-1. Andy Perez is on a 16-game hit streak, the longest active streak. As here comes the 0-1. And it is outside. Count of one ball and one strike to Andy Perez. Here comes the pitch from Tucker. Long pause. Here is the pitch. And it's fouled off. The count now at one ball and two strikes. One out. Runner at first here in the bottom of the ninth inning. 7-0. San Jose leads Fresno. And the Grizzlies about to see their 6-game winning streak snapped. Unless they can have a miraculous ninth inning. Again, this is a Grizzlies team that has not been used to playing from behind in games. Here's the pitch. And a check swing. Perez did not go. And time called as Perez makes sure he did not go on that check swing. A count out 2 balls and 2 strikes from Cody Tucker. 6'5", 210 pounds. Signed as a free agent by the Giants in 2023 from Mesa, Arizona for his birthplace. As here comes the 2-2 to Cody Tucker and Andy Perez. Here's a pitch from Tucker, and it swung on and missed. A good breaking ball down the dirt, and Perez gone fishing for the second out. Fourth strikeout for Tucker. And with two outs, it will be Jake Snyder who has reached base via hit by pitch, a single, and a walk. He has not been retired tonight. He's gone on base 3 different ways. There are 7 different ways you can reach first base, and Snyder has done 3 of them so far. Single, hit by pitch, walk. So you have a hit, a walk, a hit by pitch, as that's in the dirt. You have an air, you have a fielder's choice, you have a catcher's interference. And there's one more that I can't remember off the top of my head. I got 6 of them. There's one more. As Jake Snyder gets ready, count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. And then the drop third strike, of course, as that's a strike. Count of 1 ball and 1 strike. A big help to Jack Van Volkenburg, the communications assistant here for the Grizzlies. I knew there was one I was missing. We talked about early in the game with Austin Emener of what he did in college. As here comes the 1-1, and it hits Jake Snyder again. You got to be kidding me. Jake Snyder is going to be bruised by the end of this series. He's hit by a pitch again. It looked like the leg slash ankle area. And he is hit by another pitch. So Tevin Tucker up to second, Snyder to first, and now it's Jason Hinchman. And Hinchman's had a rough day. 0 for 3, 3 double plays. 2 outs here in the ninth, which means he cannot have a double play. So either Hinchman will continue this inning or the game's going to be over. 7-0, San Jose leads Fresno here in the bottom of the ninth. The Grizzlies would love just to add a run here and put some momentum to tomorrow, as there's a strike and the count at 0-1 to Hinchman. Jason Hinchman, 6'3", 220 pounds. He's on a 6-game hit streak, so he would love to add a hit to his line tonight. Here's the pitch, and Hinchman, ground ball to short. He into another ground ball, and that will do it. The Grizzlies, after shutting out the Giants in the first two games, they are shut out tonight. 7-0, San Jose beats Fresno, and by hopefully the Stockton Ports winning, the Grizzlies will not drop to second place. We'll be back with the postgame right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park for the postgame show. Wrap up of tonight's game as your Fresno Grizzlies fall to the San Jose Giants 7-0. After shutting out the Giants over the first two games, the Giants give the Grizzlies a taste of their own medicine with a 7-0 win tonight. The Grizzlies dropped to 12-4. Six-game winning streak is over. San Jose, they are now 6-11. Their losing streak is now over. Final lines, San Jose, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 6 left on base. Fresno, no runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 5 left on base. The winning pitcher is Cesar Perdomo. He is now 2-0. The loss to Austin Emener. He is now 0-1. No save. Time of game, 2 hours and 18 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 2,267. Let's go through the scoring plays. It was just for San Jose. In the top of the third inning, the Giants took a 2-0 lead. Cole Foster, a 2-RBI double. And then it was 4-0 after Bo Davidson, who had a big game at the bottom of the San Jose lineup. A 2-run shot out to the grassy berm in left center field made it 4-0 San Jose. The Giants would add 3 more runs in the 6th, an RBI double from Javier Francisco, an RBI single from Jonah Cox, and then a Cole Foster sacrifice fly that ended up being a double play. So Foster should not be awarded an RBI because of that double play. So we'll have to go see if that's correct in the box score, and we'll have to make sure that is correct before we finish tonight. And let's go through the offense now. 4 San Jose, 2 hits for Jonah Cox at the top of the lineup. He had an RBI and a run scored. Cole Foster had that double with 2 RBI. We'll see if that third RBI counts for him. And then the bottom of the lineup for San Jose, it was Cesar Quintas. He had 2 hits and a run. He also had that great play in right field when the Grizzlies put a couple runners on for a big out. Drew Kavanaugh, he went 2-for-4, double and 2 runs scored. Javier Francisco had an RBI double and a run. And then Bo Davidson at the bottom of the lineup went 2-for-3, reached base 3 times, but he had outstanding at-bats all game. His 2-run homer was with 2 strikes. His single where he came around to score later was with 2 strikes. His walk was on a 10-pitch count. And so Bo Davidson had a big game at the bottom of the lineup in his first game of the series. For Fresno, Andy Perez extended his hit streak to 16 games. Tevin Tucker had a hit, and Jake Snyder extending his hit streak as well. Snyder reached base all 4 times. He was hit by a pair of pitches. He also had a walk. Darius Perry extended his hit streak. Luis Mendez, he had a hit and a walk. Caleb Hobson had a walk. He was robbed of extra bases in the game as well. Aiden Longwell's hit streak and Jason Hinchman's hit streak come to an end. On the pitching side of things, Austin Emener got the loss after 5 innings of 4-run ball. The left-hander struck out 6 again. Filled up the box score with 6 strikeouts, but he picks up the loss. Worst outing by a Grizzlies starter in terms of the numbers, but Emener didn't look terrible. Just ran into a couple bad at-bats for him. 7 hits, 4 runs allowed were both highs by a Grizzlies pitcher this year. Tyler Hoffman, 3 runs allowed in 1 inning of work. Wellington Herrera and Jake Maddon, though, 3 combined innings. The duo struck out 5 overall, and the only batter that reached was via an error. Herrera striking out the side in his lone inning of work. For San Jose, 4 hitless and scoreless innings for Cale Lansville. He had 1 hit by pitch, 1 walk, and he struck out 5. Cesar Perdomo, 3 innings of scoreless ball. He allowed 4 hits with 1 strikeout. And then Cody Tucker, 2 scoreless innings. He struck out 4 as the Giants beat the Grizzlies for the first time this season. Now 1-5 against your Fresno Grizzlies are the San Jose Giants. So the Grizzlies looking to get back on track tomorrow as they give the ball to ace Jack Mahoney, a 2-1 record of 1.65 ERA. San Jose gives the ball to left-hander Joe Whitman, an 0-2 record, a 6.52 ERA. First pitch at 7:05 p.m. Pacific time. It is halfway to Halloween, and we hope you can join us for that, as well as the Grizzlies fall tonight by a final score of 7-0. We thank 1430 ESPN Radio, the worldwide leader in sports. We also thank Verge for putting on tonight's broadcast on the Bally Live app and MILB TV. But however you're listening tonight and wherever you're listening tonight, thanks for tuning in on 1430 ESPN. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Thursday night, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.